Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Andrew, that's the breaking news siren, and we at the Saints Happy Hour podcast, we are in the breaking news business now. Welcome, everybody, to Saints Happy Hour podcast. If this is the first time you're listening, Andrew has been doing some actual researching and reporting, and we have ironclad sources, and we are ready to break some news, Andrew, but this is all you're doing, so take it away.
Well, I feel pretty good in reporting this, that Drew Brees is your starting quarterback on Sunday, that he the sources that I have are that he took all the reps at practice on Friday, and we saw some tweets out there that he had good zip on the ball, that he looked good throwing, but I don't know that I saw anything that said specifically that he took all the reps. There was an interview with Sean Payton where he said that both quarterbacks got work in this week, but you know, obviously on Friday, you know, that's the big one. And if he's the one that's taking all the reps with the one, I feel confident in this at this point, per my sources in reporting, that indeed Drew Brees will be your starting quarterback on Sunday and that he will be back from his injury.
Just know that we are not, this is not a joke, and this is not to draw clicks. Andrew's done the actual work. We feel really good about this.
You know my sources, Ralph.
We have sources. People like to talk to us. They like to tell us things. We don't usually break news. I don't, because I'm the joke crippled guy, and that's not my thing. But Andrew has been working this all day, and he's been like, Ralph, I feel great about this. Should we break it? I'm like, hell yes, we should break it if you feel good about it. I know we're not going to release any sources, but we have them, and we feel great about this, and we're breaking this. And if it blows up in our face, whatever. But I'm 99% certain that Drew Brees is starting Sunday, especially when we got the reports that he's taking the reps. If he's taking the reps in the practice, he's playing. They're not going to split. If he's taking all the reps in practice, that means there's no decision. They made the decision that Drew Brees is good to go, and because he's good to go, the starting quarterback takes all the reps. NFL teams do not prepare two quarterbacks to play. They prepare one, and that's the guy who gets the reps. It's the old joke that Tom Moore told John Gruden when John Gruden was on Monday Night Football. He said, how many reps does the backup quarterback to Peyton Manning get? And Tom Moore says, zero, because we don't practice fucked. And if Peyton Manning gets injured, we're fucked. So the Saints don't practice, you know, then obviously the Saints, they're not screwed if Teddy Bridgewater plays, but the starting quarterback gets the reps, and that's Drew Brees. He got him yesterday. He got him this week. He's the starting quarterback for the Saints on Sunday.
Yep, so there you go, and, you know, based on that, you know, if this is it for Teddy, you got to give him so much credit just for what he was able to do. If this really is his last game, Chicago, last Sunday, then what a way to end it, to go 5-0 in the games that he started. And we don't know that he won't play again this season or after the season for the Saints, but, you know, it's been fan perception of him has been a little up and down, but I think all things considered, this went as good as could possibly be expected, Ralph.
It went fantastic, and it'll be something that we look back fondly on for years and years, especially if the Saints end up winning a Super Bowl. We will look back at this Teddy Bridgewater stretch of 5-0 as magnificent, and it might alone get him a spot in the Saints Hall of Fame, and I am not and I am not kidding. Billy Gilmer's in the Saints Hall of Fame as a quarterback, and he didn't do anything nearly as important and as successful as Teddy Bridgewater just pulled off, I guarantee you.
So I mean, if Bridgewater plays for someone else next year and Brees finishes out the season, Bridgewater is already a top five quarterback in Saints history.
He's top three. In my book, he's top three. Sorry, Bobby Hebert. But anyway, guys, this has been a breaking news edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. And this is why, people, you should become a patron and pay $10 a month and get access to every podcast we do, plus Andrew's grades, plus you get cool swag. It's amazing. We're breaking news now, and we feel good about it. And if this is the first time listening to the Saints Happy Hour podcast, we hope you join us and join us on Monday for the big show. You'll love it. It's jokes, it's analysis, and apparently now it's breaking news, but this is real. Drew Brees is going to be starting Sunday, and Andrew Jude broke it. So we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.